I didn't think you'd still be awake. It's good to see you, though. I'm very tired. But not like the tired, the sleepy tired, like the very tired of doing things. No one to go to sleep, but my mind is super active, so. I hope you're doing good. If you're also having trouble sleeping, and why don't we talk for a bit? And just, you know, those kind of night talks that don't really have anything to do with not meaningful subjects, like conversations that you can fall asleep during, right? Those kinds of things. Reminiscing on comfy memories together. I can think of a lot of things. Right. A lot of thoughts that make me happy and feel very warm as far as falling asleep goes. I don't know if you remember, this was a few years ago when we were getting so ready to go out. We got all dressed up and everything, and we had dinner plans and all that. And we ended up not being able to go out because it just started storming outside. Just started storming and raining, and we couldn't go out. And it was so loud, but surprisingly nice. So we had to cancel our plans and just lay on the couch together and hold each other while it rained. And just listen to all the sounds. Remember some of the stuff I was saying. How we were feeling kind of weird about it, because we were so excited to go out, but we were so totally okay with just keeping home with our bodies on each other. And we would look out and see the window covered in little drops and just watch them go down one after the other. Sometimes there would be those really big water droplets that kind of combine into one super drop. And we would just watch it go down together. We got the next, 2 hours set up for us. So it wouldn't matter what we did. Just come be together. Gotcha. Look at all that rain. So many little drops. Each one making a little tiny noise. Very comfy. I think we ended up passing out. So much for a going out day. Staying at home and passing out on the couch together. strange to think about. There's other days too, you know. Other days where we did actually get to go out and get interrupted by the rain. I remember, yeah, that time we went out to the beach, yeah. This was a lot more recent. Watching the waves go back and forth. It was a pretty empty beach, wasn't it? I guess we went and had a good time for that, but yeah. I remember I didn't really bring much other than the towel, which was a bad idea, because I had to stay in the shade the whole time. You know, because I don't want to get sunburned. So I had to lay under a little umbrella. I thought you were going to be out the whole time. Splashing around. But you stayed by me for a while. And the nice heat. All the sand around us. And you looked really nice when you did go finally have fun in the waves. I really enjoyed that. I'm not a great swimmer. I'm serviceable at swimming. But not like some of the people that go to the beach, the I guess the everyday beach goers. Good to be able to swim really long distances. I'm gonna go out into the ocean and just swim around the world. That would be impossible. That would be very, yeah, that would not be a good idea. But theoretically, you know. Especially with the beach. Being so much water. I don't know, it makes me feel a lot of potential, right? You can do so much in water. Got the people surfing around. Splashing on the surface. Digging down into the sand to try and see what little creatures are crawling around. People diving under. People getting good pictures and stuff. Seagulls. Being seagulls. We couldn't pass out there. We can pass out now thinking about it, can't we? Outside is so beautiful. The sun and the moon, the stars, the blue sky, the deep dark one that shows off so many pretty things in the sky. How the trees gonna sway back and forth. Yeah, when we were camping, we saw a lot of that. That was a lot of nature. A little too much at times. I really like the atmosphere. starting a fire and watching it slowly burn out at like 10 p.m. Bringing little snacks to eat. Then making sure we had it locked up so no night creatures would come up and steal them like they did last time. I hope the raccoons got a nice meal though. You remember that, right? Going on trails together. Strolling through the woods. Cuddling in our tent at night. With the lantern being the only thing lighting up the place. Trying to make sure we were warm in our sleeping bag. Which I'm very glad we had each other. You know, two bodies means, of course, as much body heat. Means we could be wrapped around each other. And I'm so happy. Just wanted to make the sleeping bag is small. It's cold outside, so I need you, buddy. Yeah, I got my arms around you. If you have to get up in the middle of the night, you just open my arms again, then you just wrap them around you like a scarf, okay? Because that's where I want them to be. And if we close our eyes, it's like we're right back there. Huddled up in our sleeping. And just relaxing on the couch. We're sitting down by each other, watching the waves go by. I'm really tired. This one. Come on. We're gonna keep each other warm. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
You're out.